many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Very, very pleased to be joined this morning by the Community Foundation of West Georgia. We got the president slash director slash executive director. Every title I give her, Queen Supreme. I'll be giving you a lot of names throughout the morning. I'm positive.
Okay.
Always a pleasure to have Kim Jones on the show with us, as well as Director of Operations, Julie Coppinger. So pleased to have you both on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, very pleased to have you. So, I don't know if folks are noticing, but it's a little rainy outside. We're being visited by our great aunt Helena. And let me get these volumes situated here. And so there are some changes, some developments in a lot of things around the local community. But one of which, of course, is was the scheduled launch of the Community Foundation's The Connector Program. So we're going to fill listeners in on that, as well as about that postponement, as well as give folks some great background on the connector, all of its many functions, and how it is going to serve the West Georgia community. But first, why don't we start with a little bit of origin stories, a little bit of background. Kim, let's start with you. If you could, tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your position.
Sure. I've been at the Community Foundation. The Community Foundation actually got started in 2002. With a great generous donor that got us up and going. Then I came to work in April of 2003, been there ever since. They've not run me off yet. But it's a great organization for the community. It really just kind of gets at the heart of where the needs are, and through our generous donors that we have, that we're able to target those and really kind of make a difference. And that's kind of where the Connector Project was birthed out of. It was kind of a progression of different things we've done in the past. And we're really excited. We're, you know, obviously a little sad that we had to postpone the event for Monday. However, you know, we can't change Mother Nature. And Carroll EMC have been very gracious to let us use their facility. And we totally understand that they need to use it for feeding their folks and keeping, hopefully our power will not be out, but in case it does, then keeping their folks fed and keep them going. So we're still going to have the event. We just won't have it on Monday.
Sure. Of course. Totally. So that's a, that's a little bit of information for folks so they can keep an eye out on that rescheduling announcement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So let's throw it over to Julie Coppinger. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
It's your first time on the program.
It is.
Isn't it great? It's already so fun. We're just hanging out. Julie, if you could, tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your position within the Community Foundation of West Georgia.
Absolutely. So I'm a director of operations at the Community Foundation, and I came to the Community Foundation in November of 2022, and I'm new to the area. I just moved into the area in October of 2020. And so I came, my background before I came to the Community Foundation was I started in the corporate world working with international beverage industries and SOC reporting, and then I did executive consulting for over 15 years in sales for another 10 years. And then I found myself in the nonprofit world and Community Foundation, and I absolutely had no idea what a Community Foundation was until I walked in the doors and talked with Kim. And what is really interesting about what I've learned being there is I started in, and there's nonprofit accounting, but then there's also the community. And I'm so amazed by our West Georgia culture of so much giving and concerned about the individual. I come from Gwinnett, the largest county in the state of Georgia.
Big difference.
Big difference between there and being here. And so that was very inspiring. And when I came in, I did not know anything about the connector or the project that they were working on. I just kind of landed in it around October of last year. And so I came in, and my background is actually accounting and technology. And so I was like, wait a minute, you're doing what? And how are you doing this? And so I just kind of
grabbed... We ask ourselves the same question.
Still asking ourselves
that. Still asking ourselves that question.
So, you know, here's this fit, all this knowledge that I have used to help corporations. I now am able to help our community, and that's a blessing.
It's really cool to parlay that experience mm-hmm. into the nonprofit world, which mm-hmm. is such a fulfilling world, right? It's such a, especially in this area, you talk about the West Georgia culture. Mm-hmm. It always blows my mind. Like when I'll go to other communities, I mean like big communities, and I'll be around there and I'll talk to the folks that, you know, are partnered with local nonprofits. And it's like, wow, we really have it together over in Carroll County, like in the West Georgia area. It's amazing that so many other places don't have a foundation like this, a foundation that is able to, before I start trying to awkwardly and unprofessionally try to talk about the community foundation at large, why don't we let the pro do that? You touched on it a bit earlier, but Kim, it would be great for our listeners who may be tuning in, mm-hmm. who might not be super familiar with the Community Foundation of West Georgia. Take them through how the foundation operates and how the foundation helps all of these various organizations throughout the West Georgia area.
Sure. We cover Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard County. Basically, at the core, our core mission every day is just to make West Georgia a better place. And then that takes multiple different facets, whether you're interested in the arts, the environment, human services, education, economic development. We even do a little bit of that. So it's really broad based. We kind of have two sides. One of which is we have a grant. We currently run five different grant programs. Some were started by donors. Some of them were started by the foundation. And it's competitive grants. We have some that help veterans, some that help African American churches, some that go across multiple disciplines, but really try to help various sectors through our grant program. Several people have graciously served on our grant panels. We use people in the community to help us review those and help make decisions. And then the other side, I think, is probably our lesser known but also equally impactful, is the opportunity for donors. I had a board chair several years ago, and he said, if people only had like a philanthropic budget, like they have a household budget. And he said, because he was an accountant, and he said at the end of the year, we would add up what they'd given. And I'd say, okay, you gave away, let's just use a number, $5,000. I go, I gave away $5,000? How did that happen? But it's like $25 here, $50 here. And he said, so many times I would have, you know, discussions with them going, well, what did you actually do? Did you know what happened? And it's not that it's a bad way to give. It was just like, if you took all of that five and put it in one place, or if you were a little more strategic. And so our donors, what happens is they can place money with us. That it's in a fund. It's actually coming like your savings account for philanthropy with us. We have an investment policy. The money is invested fairly conservatively. And then the gains, and we do obviously every once in a while have a loss because we're in the market, but it's very conservative. That money comes back to that fund on a pro rata share as tax-free money to give away. So you had $1,000, we earned 10%, you now have $1,100 to give away. Some people come in the door, they know exactly where they want that money to go, but a lot of times they come in the door and they think they want to do X, and then we start talking about it, and there's some backstory, there's some impactful event in their life, and they go, well, wait a minute, there's an organization that does that? I'm like, yes.
It's hard to keep up with all of them. There's so many nonprofits that are like, all doing so much good. Yeah, there's so many.
Yeah, every time we get grant applications, I always learn something new about something that somebody's doing. And so then that gives people an opportunity, you know, to really target where they think they can make a difference. And so that's part of it. The other, like, kind of untapped resource right now is required minimum distributions. Once people get to 72.5, IRS says, okay, all this money you've been saving, quote, for retirement, you got to start giving it away. You got to start or using it. So some folks at that point of their life don't necessarily need that level of financial support. And so they actually can make a direct distribution to a charity, or they can call us and we can help them with that. And then that doesn't show up on their taxes, so to speak. So it lowers their taxable income. It also lowers their Medicare premium. And so that's a way right now that we're talking to a lot of donors, and you know, maybe that they could target it to help their community even more in addition to what they've already done previously in their life.
Absolutely. And in the time we have left before our first commercial break, let's touch on one more time the rescheduling of the event that you had originally booked for Monday.
Right.
I kind of fill people in on what that was going to be and what the plans are moving forward.
Sure. We called it Connector Live, the Connector software that we'll be talking about a little bit more in depth in a few minutes. We have had multiple community meetings about, and that got us to this development of software. And so we really kind of wanted to show everyone the kind of all the bells and whistles that Julie has worked so hard on with the software of getting it to be very user-friendly, both for our nonprofits and our folks in the community in need. But unfortunately, due to this aunt that's now making an appearance, as you called her a while ago, we were going to have it at Carol EMC, and they need their space to take care of their folks, and we certainly totally understand. So we will be obviously it's postponed, and we will be rescheduling once they can kind of get their heads above the water. Oh gosh, I probably shouldn't have used that analogy, should I?
I mean, it was a well used pun.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Figuratively speaking, but we will be having it later, and we'll be getting the word out, social media, and through all the local media outlets when we're able to talk to those folks and get it rescheduled.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to Carol EMC. We mentioned earlier.
Wow.
You know, it's you can't change Mother Nature, but they're on the front lines doing their best. And at least helping take care of everyone in the community that might be affected by storms that roll through. We hate that this has had to be postponed, but we do look forward to that rescheduled date sometime in the very near future. Again, my guest this morning, Kim Jones, president of the Community Foundation of West Georgia, and Julie Coppinger, director of operations. As we chat more about the Connector, we're going to go and take our first commercial break. A Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Time is 8:42. Today's Thursday, September 26th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and I'm overjoyed to be joined this morning by the Community Foundation of West Georgia. We have Director of Operations, Julie Coppinger, as well as Kim Jones, President of the Foundation. The Community Foundation of West Georgia serves Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties, helping support and provide resources to various nonprofits and charitable organizations throughout our community. And they are the quintessential manifestation of the term rising tides raise all ships. They make sure that everybody gets the resources they need, and it has a profound impact on our local community. If you're just joining us, in the last segment, we touched on the fact that the launch of the Connector, their new software, which will expand their services greatly and streamline them, has had to be postponed due to our aunt. Is it Helena or Helene? Helena. Thank you. Yeah, Hurricane Helena. Our great aunt Helena is coming through. Stirring stuff up, and the event was originally going to be at Carol EMC, but Carol EMC is going to have a lot on their hands dealing with the fallout from this storm, and we're so grateful for everything they do taking care of this local community. So that event, the launch for that event will be rescheduled, and we'll talk about that date at a future time. But now let's just jump right into the Connector, because there's so much to talk about and I can't stop talking. So I'm going to throw it over to Julie Coppinger, Director of Operations. Julie, again, thank you for being here. If you could, Let's just talk about the connector. Anything you'd like to cover? I mean, perhaps, you know, maybe touch on the history of how it took shape, but more importantly, talking about how it's going to have a positive impact on our local community.
All right. Well, I will let Kim talk about the history of the connector because she was there from the very beginning. I came in, jumped in towards like probably the middle to the end, but we did do a soft launch on June the 11th of this year. So we do have some information about our community from people that have done an application. So the first thing would be that the website is the T-H-E connector, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-O-R, WGA.org. And when you go there, you have the ability to find out information on the home screen if you want to get connected with newsletters or if you think that you would be a great provider of services to those that are in need. That's a great place to start. If you're someone who is in need, you can click on the resource page and you can fill out an application. But there's also a list of resources by county, Heard, Harrelson, and Carroll. And you can click on one of those and you're going to have a list of all the different resources that we have in our community. The beauty of the filling out the application is that the system, the software, will automatically connect you with the resources based on what you request. And so currently we have over 23 different services that somebody can select from. They can select one or all 23. And then within about an hour to 2 hours, you will be matched up with something and you'll get an email back. And so within 24 to 48 hours, you should have some kind of communication that you can reach out with an agency or an agency will be reaching out to you. So instead of trying to figure out like, okay, so I need to call this agency on this day when they're open at this time while I'm at work or I have this break or have this moment in time and try to coordinate that with all the different services, this allows you 24/7, 365 days a year to be able to reach out and connect with the resources that you need in your community.
That's fantastic. I think it just, again, this is something you're not going to find in a lot of communities because it has, something like this only comes from experience. And I imagine, as with anything, making mistakes over the years, you will hit a roadblock and be like, man, I wish we had a better way to do this. Like we have so much to give, so much to offer. And we hit this roadblock. But this is a way to bypass so many things and, of course, make these widespread connections to all the different organizations.
Well, and that's kind of how we ended up here. So, you know, through the years, the foundation has had what I consider basically like an online resource director because we don't have United Way in these three counties. And so that puts us kind of a little bit differently. And continually people kept coming to the Community Foundation, you know, about this. And then too, we saw it just from a grantor, from a funder to these different organizations about kind of how frustrating it was for them. I mean, it was frustrating on both sides. And so the foundation, I guess it's been a couple of years ago at this point now, it seems like longer than that. We hired Intelligy and Tech Bridge to kind of come in and look at our community of, you know, kind of what does it look like when I'm trying to get resources? And we all, I think, you know, in our heart of hearts knew it was difficult and it was challenging for people. We didn't realize how difficult and challenging it was. What they found out was that people were filling out 5 to 7 applications. To Julie's point a while ago, I mean, this organization, and not to knock them at all, but I mean, this one you got to text, or this one you got to show up in person, or this one you got to call during certain days and times. And the vast majority of these folks that are in need are working. And so, you know, it was just extremely frustrating for people to try to get assistance. And then on the other side, you've got these nonprofits who are primarily run by volunteers, as we all know. And so here again, you know, they didn't really have the tool in their toolbox either to effectively and efficiently help these folks. And then the other layer of collaboration, I mean, there was some collaboration going on between the organizations. However, it was like an email or a phone call. That's obviously interrupted the workflow. And so the connector, you know, the idea about the connector kind of came out of a birth of just frustrations. And how can we do this better? How can we help the folks in need better? And then how can we help our organizations, these nonprofit organizations? And so when we kind of landed on this, we had several people in our community who've been on work groups, who've worked on the technology side, who also, that common application, that was one of the key pieces, or an early win. And I thought, oh, this is going to take days. And it took literally hours. Because everybody kind of thought their questions were most important. And so that common application, so all the organizations that are part of the Connect are using the exact same application. So people fill it out one time, and then it, you know, goes through, as Julie said, you know, about the matches. So we're already starting to see some efficiencies. In fact, I was speaking at a local nonprofit a few months ago, and I asked them, had they heard about the Connector and da-da-da-da. And the common comment back to me was, I only had to fill out one application. You know, and I thought, you know, when you hear that back from people, you think that that changed their life. I mean, that took a little bit of that stress off, because it's stressful enough if you're trying to figure out how am I going to feed my family? Am I going to have money for rent this month? And, you know, and so I think it really just kind of gets to the heart of really trying to be transformational in the community and really try to make a difference.
Absolutely. No question about it. I mean, only having to fill out one application, I mean, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I imagine, so, you know, just as an example, so let's say, we'll use Keep Care Beautiful as an example. So mm-hmm. if someone filled out an application, maybe because there was an area of the county or in any of these three counties that may not have been tended to, and it became a dangerous source of blight, or maybe vectors like bugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, someone could fill out an application. And
okay,
then,
I hate to tell you this, but the Connector won't help you there.
It
will not. It will not help you
this
there.
This is great. Expand.
This is more for, I would say, like human, you know, human or social services. Don't you think that's fair, Julie?
Domestic abuse situation.
I would agree. We do have expanding of services, but most of them are related to the individual. We do have a few that we've expanded out that is related to the environment, such as home repairs or for the yard, because we found a nonprofit that was wanting to come into the Connector. So the branches of services do expand by those agencies that come to us, and I talk with them and see if there's a good fit. But I would say that 99% of all the services are related to an individual or to a family.
And it can't get more important than that. I mean, mm-hmm. you have a family that might be struggling financially leading up to the school year, or perhaps they're struggling with a medical issues. They're able to fill out this application and talk with you, and then be counseled and directed into a direction where they might be able to find resources to help them.
Mm-hmm.
This is really something special.
Yeah. Well, and to your point earlier, I think when we landed on development or we were trying to find software, I just assumed it was out there. We're just going to go pull a box off a shelf. We're going to go to, you know, socialservices.com, you know, whatever.
Plug and play.
Yeah, plug and play. And we looked across this country trying desperately, you know, to find the software, and it didn't exist. And so that's where we kind of went down this bumpy little road of developing the foundation actually owns the software. We used a group out of California. We did an RFP and landed on this group in California, and they've been wonderful. And quite honestly, they've been a godsend, because I tell Julie all the time, I mean, obviously this was really an expensive endeavor, and we've had some financial support from donors, and there's some other tweaks we'd like to make. But they have done stuff that we've not paid for. I mean, they have really bought into what this could mean for our community. And like I said, and Julie can speak more because she's on the technical side of, you know, kind of the nuts and bolts of how it works. But it is a game changer. And we're already starting to see the effects of that. But what we are, you know, from a data point is we're already starting to see, we knew that the needs were outstripping the resources. Now we have a better idea. And that's kind of part of the story today, is to be able to say, look, you know, the folks that are providing rent assistance, they're providing utility assistance, they're providing food assistance, those organizations, you know, we'd love to have more money to do more things with the Connector, but quite honestly, boots on the ground, those folks need our support right now, because the needs are way outstripping what the resources are available.
And let's hope that there are other organizations throughout the state, similar to the Community Foundation, or throughout the country, that that see what you're doing here and really stick to that motto of and from the nonprofit world, you know, R&D is your friend. Rip off and duplicate. You have something working so incredibly well here, serving so many people. How about some other organizations throughout the country see this and take this as an opportunity to learn from and put something like this together?
We actually have a pro bono consulting group at Georgia Tech. Graduate students are actually looking at a market feasibility study to see if it could be replicated by other communities.
Now we're talking. All right. Time is 8:54. We're going to take our last commercial break, but when we come back, We will wrap up our conversation with Julie Coppinger and Kim Jones from the Community Foundation of West Georgia as we chat more about The Connector, Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:55. Today is Thursday, September 26th, and you've been listening to the Community Voice as we've been chatting about the with the Community Foundation of West Georgia, primarily their the Connector, the new software which is revolutionizing providing resources to those in need in Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard County. We're going to throw it back over to Julie Coppinger in about the 5 minutes we have left. She's the Director of Operations for the Community Foundation of West Georgia. If we could, let's talk some numbers. Let's talk some statistics and perhaps impact that we've been able to tabulate so far.
Absolutely. I think the most important thing for our community to know is that one family, one household, falls into poverty every single day in our community. And that's a significant number. And to change that around is how can we keep a person from falling into that each day and start turning around? Why not have one person coming out of poverty each day? And so that's providing support to the individual that's in a precarious position or an unstable position and providing safety nets. And that's where our community really excels in. And so it's connecting the individuals that are in need with what the resources are that we have. And so that's the beauty of the Connector. So I would encourage everyone each day, have you run into someone that you think would be great to know about the Connector because they provide services? Or perhaps you see someone that's in need or you hear them talking and they're in need and you say, hey, have you heard about the Connector? And sometimes you've got an individual who just has a one-time instance that happens. They get in a car accident and they can't work. And it eats up all their savings that they have, and they now find themselves in a precarious position. If you can imagine being evicted, and then all of a sudden you don't have a place to stay, and how do you take a shower, and how are you going to get to work, and how are you going to take care of your family? And then becoming overwhelmed and not being able to think of a solution. Well, the solution that can help you is the Connector. Going to the Connector, WGA.org, and then starting there and allowing people who aren't in overwhelm to help you walk out of that and provide the safety nets that you need. So that's probably the most critical thing that our community can do to help each other in this particular instance. So let's talk about what the biggest needs are in our community. The biggest thing that I see right now, the number one, is financial. Seven times the amount that's requested is what is provided. So for every one person that's asking for something, seven people are not getting helped. And of that, a very small percentage is actually getting, I think it's 13% of what is requested is provided. So financial literacy is very important to our community, but also financial support is going to be very important to our community. The other one that I would say is right up there is shelter, having affordable shelter. And so affordable shelter is not just, oh, I'm homeless and I need a tent, but it's also having an affordable place to live. So this is something that our community can look at and say, what are we doing to provide this type of affordable housing in our community so that people aren't, because it's very expensive to pay by the week at a hotel. It's much cheaper to have an apartment. And so it would save a lot of money just right there. So that's the second biggest need we have in our community.
Absolutely. Julie, Kim, thank you both for coming on the program today. We're almost out of time, but Kim, if you could leave people with some information as to where they could learn more.
Sure. They can certainly reach out to the Community Foundation. They could call us at 770-832-1462 or our website, the community, cfwg.net. And of course, the Connector has its own website, theconnectorwga.org.
Excellent. Kim, Julie, thank you both so much. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.